the Union Pacific across Wyoming. 1868. As the UP came out of Nebraska to begin its assault on Wyoming, and the CP got through the Sierra Nevada, the railroads' race toward each other became the top of the news. The anticipation of a transcontinental railroad, generally predicted to happen in 1870, mounted throughout 1868. Every newspaper in America carried the story nearly every day or week on its front pages. Lecturers filled Chautauqua halls with their "I was there, I saw it" speeches. The illustrated monthly magazines, along with the heavy think journals, featured it. E.B. Crocker wrote Huntington in April 1868, "There seems to be a perfect mania for transcontinental railroads." Within the United States, the railroads received an abundance of criticism for their routes, their methods of construction, how they hired and paid a labor force, how they managed their finances, and more. In short, the roads were being built too fast, too cheaply. The shoddiness was encouraged by the race set up by Congress. According to critics, the race was the fundamental error. Some editors and reporters disagreed. A Utah reporter declared, "The rivalry between the two companies has already been a benefit to the public in the increased amount of road built in a comparatively short space of time to what it would have been if no competition had existed. And if it causes the completion of the entire road in a year's time less than was first calculated upon, so much the better."